Although many of us strive to be the best dad we can be, many physicians struggle with finding balance between their life at home and their life at work. This is the Imperfect Dad MD podcast, the show where we discuss topics involving our minds, bodies, beliefs, relationships at home, and upping our game with our business practices and financial knowledge to better improve our role as dad in the lives of those around us. I'm your host, Dr. Jeremy Toffel, physician, husband, father to two boys, and self-proclaimed imperfect dad. Join me as I learn to raise my own imperfections within all these topics. Now, let's get to today's discussion. Hello and welcome to the Imperfect Dad MD podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Jeremy Toffel, and in today's Friday show, I'm going to talk about getting back up on the bike. And I'm explaining to you what I mean by that, but first we're going to hear from this week's sponsor, which is Deputy. At your practice, what happens when staff call out sick? How much time does it take to find replacements who can fill in? If you need to cancel appointments because you're short-staffed, what does that cost your practice? Deputy is a simple app that helps more than 250,000 workplaces tackle this problem. Deputy makes it easy to schedule staff in line with patient demand, communicate schedules with your team, and instantly find replacements when someone calls out sick. To learn more and try Deputy out for free, go to drpodcastnetwork.com/deputy, and I will leave a link for that in the show notes. Now, typically on Fridays, I do a Friday review show, and that's kind of talking about the topic I discussed on Wednesday. With this week's Wednesday episode, I talked a little bit about gender roles and how maybe that's increasing our parental anxieties a little bit. And I kind of talked about what I wanted to talk about, so there wasn't much to review there. Are there other articles I could talk about? Sure. But if you want to go and see what I'm talking about and you haven't listened to this week's Wednesday episode, go back and listen to that and see what I thought about that. But today, I'm talking about getting back up on the bike. And what does that mean? I mean, we've heard the cliche of if you fall, get down, get back up. We teach our kids that. We teach ourselves that. And obviously, it means something. But it had a real life application for me this week, and it really just got me thinking about it. So if you've followed along with where I've been in this last year, we moved into a new house. We were stuck in an apartment for a month, and for pretty much the whole last year, our boys never rode their bikes. They were in the garage. We were doing other things. We never got out to ride. And so finally got their bikes out of storage, got them here to the new house, got their tires pumped up, checked things out. And both of our boys were like, hey, we're going to start riding our bikes to school. And I was like, no, you need to ride your bike first. Show me you can even ride it still. And then we'll get there. So our younger son's 5, just started kindergarten. He's got training wheels still on his bike. Think he's pretty ready to get those off here soon, which is exciting. But before, when he first started it, he was very timid, very scared to get on because he hadn't done it in a while. Well, give him, you know, 5-year-old, give him 5 minutes and then they have no fear for anything. So he did great. But our 8-year-old, who hasn't had training wheels for a few wheels, was very nervous. And the reason why is he'd fallen several times in the past, never broken anything yet, which is good, but he never really could figure out the concept of starting and stopping on his own. We always had to be there to help hold the bike to get him going, and he never really built up that confidence to do it. So if you got two kids, there's always one that's a little bit more timid, one that's a little bit more adventurous. I would say our older son's a little bit more timid with that. Not saying he's not adventurous, but if you're going to balance the two, he's the more timid one. And so we get up to the school because he wanted a flat surface and he's trying, but he keeps being so scared of starting. And the whole time he's looking at me and he's like, I know I'm going to fall. I know I'm going to fall. I know I'm going to get hurt. I know this isn't going to work. I don't want to do this. I don't think it's going to work. And it's that mindset that we all get into when we're scared to try something. Maybe it's something we haven't done in a long time. Maybe it's something brand new. Maybe it's something that we've done, but a totally different scenario, and we're just not sure how it's going to turn out. And he just was flat out refusing. And I could just feel myself getting so frustrated with him because I was like, dude, you have done this. You know how to ride your bike. You were riding your bike all over the neighborhood like a year and a half ago. You can do it. It's just get back on it, get moving. You can do this. And so I have to look at this scenario from kind of two angles. First is his angle. So number one is he is feeling scared and nervous and, you know, frightful that he's going to fall, right? So he's having this thought in his mind that I'm going to fall, I'm going to fall, I'm going to fall, which is creating this fear, which is making him more nervous. So instead of him getting on the bike and trusting himself, he is believing he's going to fall. So inherently, he's not going to get moving, and he's going to fall. Because with a bike, if you don't get moving fast enough, you fall. And it happened a couple times. Not bad, but he would tip, and then he'd get more scared. And I had to sit him down and just say, dude, listen to me. The more you tell yourself you're going to fall, you're going to fall. That's just how life is. And what I need you to do is you need to look at me right now and stop. So I, you know, there were other people walking by, and I just made him ignore everybody else. And I was like, you got to look at my face. And I had him repeat after me, and I just said, these are the things you need to say. I know how to ride a bike. I'm not going to fall down. I know how to ride a bike. I'm not going to fall down. And I had him repeat it over and over and over again. And I think finally it kind of clicked. We got to where there was nobody around him. So he was nervous about other people being around him too. Because of course, if you fall and your friends see you or their parents see you, it's, you know, maybe a little embarrassing. So we took him somewhere else and I looked at him and I was like, you got this. You just tell me you're not going to fall. And he did that. And then he started going. And he finally, and he just, a little nervous first, a little timid. He had me hold just for maybe, I don't know, 30 seconds. And then finally I let go. And it's just that exhilarating feeling of the first time you have your kid learning the bike. In that moment, he was learning how to re-ride his bike. But it wasn't just riding the bike. It was breaking out of those thoughts that were causing him to not ride his bike. Because he was fearful that he wasn't going to work out. He had already believed he was going to fail before he even started, and he just had to get past it. Now, that was that side of it. Let's look at my side of it as dad. Because, of course, at the end of it, I was happy, I was proud, I was excited for him. In the beginning, I wasn't. Remember how I said I was frustrated? Well, I was, because the thoughts in my brain were, it is Saturday, it is the opening of football weekend for college. I would much rather be sitting on the couch watching football than having you get mad at me and yell at me that you're going to fall down, because that's kind of what was happening. And I had to catch myself. It took me a few minutes because West Virginia, who's my football team, was playing right at that time. And did I rather be sitting at home and watching them play? Sure, because it's been so long since I've watched them. Ultimately, in the end, I'm glad I didn't because they lost. And sadly, that's a whole other topic for a different discussion. There's a lot of things I think they need to do there. But at the moment, I didn't know that. And I didn't know that was going to be the situation and the result. But I was with my son, with his bike, and I was frustrated because he just was getting upset. And I had to calm down my thoughts so that I didn't portray frustration. Because obviously, if I'm frustrated and if I start talking angry or not calm to him, it would only build on his fears and frustration, right? Because our kids mirror what we do. It's the same reason why when you yell at your kids, they yell at you back. It never works. When you act frustrated at your kids, they usually act frustrated back. It just never works out. And so for me, I recognize that sometimes I need to get back on the bike. And by that, I mean, you need to look at how I'm thinking in a situation, how my frustration is not going to help the situation. And I got to find a different way to handle it. Because let's be honest, things haven't been easy for us lately. And I'm sure for a lot of you, things have not been easy as a physician, as a doctor, with everything COVID related. I know it's so stressful, but even just regular home life, I mean, being a parent, being a doctor, none of it's easy. And I have to recognize that I need to get back up on my own bike of focusing on my thoughts and how that's affecting my feelings and how that's affecting my actions. Because if I don't, I'm never going to get going. And I'm always going to fall down. I hope that makes sense for you guys this week. Now, if you haven't yet, make sure to subscribe and leave a review to this show. If you're new to the show, these Friday review shows are usually pretty short because I'm just kind of touching on a quick topic. This week was that topic. Next week, we'll see where we're at, all right? And before we end, here's a quick reminder. If you want to boost efficiency across your practice and make staff scheduling easier, try the Deputy app. You can try this award-winning technology for free by going to drpodcastnetwork.com/deputy. That's drpodcastnetwork.com/deputy.
My dad, Dr. Jeremy Toffel, is a pediatrician, father, and husband. The information provided in this podcast is not meant to be medical advice and is for your education and entertainment only.